physician found out the secret from the sick girl, he discerned the source of that grief and woe. He said to the handmaiden, "Which is his quarter in passing through the town?" "Bridgehead, Godfire Street," she replied. He said, "I know what your illness is, and I will at once display the arts of magic in delivering you. Be glad and carefree, and have no fear, for I will cure your depression, and I will do to you that which rained us to the meadow. I will be anxious for you. Be not anxious. I am kinder to you than 100 fathers." "Beware, tell not this secret to anyone, not though the king should make much inquiry from you. When your heart becomes the grave of your secret, that desire of yours will be gained more quickly." The prophet said that anyone who hides his inmost thought will soon attain to the object of his desire. When seeds are hidden in the earth, their inward secret becomes the verdure of the garden. If gold and silver were not hidden, how would they get nourishment, grow and ripen in the mine? The promises and soothing words of the physician made the sick girl safe, free from fear. There are true promises that make tranquility in mind. There are false promises that make anxiety fraught with disquietude. The promise of a trustworthy and noble individual is like a permanent treasure and the current sterling coin. The promise of the unworthy becomes anguish of soul.